So can you summarize what the key points were that came out of the 006 paper and what you think? It sounds like you're kind of still thinking about it.
Yeah, well, the TCH regimen, as tested, is an alternative to the AC followed by taxane trastuzumab. We cannot say that TCH is a better regimen by any means. It is an alternative. Statistically speaking, there are no differences between ACTH and the TCH regimen as reported. There's a little bit of a caveat in the numbers that might be of interest. If one looks at the number of cases with congestive heart failure between TCH and ACTH, for the ACTH patients, there are 16 additional cases of CHF that have occurred. If one looks at the number of breast cancer events, including breast cancer relapse and death, there are 12 additional cases in the TCH regimen compared to ACTH. So if we look at numbers of patients per se, in TCH, there are 16 fewer CHF cases, but there are 12 more breast cancer recurrences or deaths. So it's something that I think we need to pay close attention to and be careful. And based on all of this data and the follow-up time, the number of events, I think the story of 006 is a good story that deserves follow-up.
So right now, you see a patient with a node-positive tumor, otherwise healthy. Generally speaking, what chemo regimen are you going to use?
We use ACTH as our standard approach. Actually, we use the regimen approved by the FDA.